On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A doctor and hospital trust have been cleared of the manslaughter of a Kent woman who died following an emergency caesarean. Nicola has more for KMFM.
Well, 30-year-old Frances Cappuccini died hours after giving birth at Tunbridge Wells Hospital in 2012. It was alleged two anaesthetists failed to re-intubate her quickly enough and she died due to a lack of oxygen. Today, a judge has outlined a series of flaws in the prosecution's case and ordered a jury to clear 67-year-old Dr. Errol Corn from Holmbury Park in Bromley and the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust. It's the first time an NHS Trust has been charged with the offence since it was brought in 8 years ago. Another doctor was not on trial as he's no longer in the country.
KMFM News.
It's emerged a teenager who died after collapsing at a house party in Gillingham had suffered an asthma attack. Brandon Davis was rushed to hospital after becoming unwell at the property on Priestfield Road last October and died 2 days later. The 16-year-old had been visiting from his home in Woolwich. An inquest has concluded he died of natural causes. The Prime Minister has been accused of being heartless for rejecting to help lone children who fled to Europe. Instead, David Cameron says more orphans living in camps neighbouring Syria will be allowed to come to the UK. Ministers say they don't want to encourage dangerous journeys to Europe. Lily Capriani is from the children's charity UNICEF.
Behind those statistics are individual children's lives. Each individual child needs to have its needs assessed. It will be difficult and it will be a lot of work, but that's an individual human life.
KMFM News.
SSE says it will cut its gas prices by more than 5%, but not just yet. The reduction won't come into effect until the end of March, leaving customers paying higher prices for the rest of the winter. Dozens of new electricity pylons planned for a 12-mile route through East Kent would scar the countryside, according to three MPs. Plans have been put in by National Grid to build 70 masts through part of Canterbury to Richborough, where they're to be connected to underground cables to Belgium. It's all to try and keep the lights on in Britain by using supplies from Europe. South Thanet's Craig McKinley says the pylons would have a devastating impact.
I know they're going to follow the existing path, but they're infinitely bigger. And frankly, I think it's just a cheap way of getting to a solution where there may be more expensive solutions, but I think they're more in keeping with East Kent countryside and what we're all looking for.
KMFM News.
It looks like a popular country park in Kent could have been saved after hundreds of people signed a petition against council plans to sell it off. KCC had been looking at closing the Bluebell Hill picnic site to save money, but have now revealed their consultation has been suspended whilst they have a rethink. A Kent mum's urging busy parents to try and swap ready meals for cooking from scratch so children learn where food comes from. It's as a new study raises concerns about youngsters getting used to engineered food. 34-year-old Cara Atwell from Headcorn prepares meals with her children.
Home-cooked food doesn't necessarily need to be something that takes, you know, an hour to make. It can be something, you know, simple, whipped up. It can be pasta, you know, made up with a fresh sauce in literally 10, 15 minutes at home. It doesn't necessarily have to be something super complicated.
And the Top Gun sequel is another step closer after a producer tweeted a picture with Tom Cruise. The meeting was apparently to discuss a possible plotline.
KMFM Sport.
Tennis and Johanna Konta says her inexperience ultimately cost her in the Australian Open semi-finals. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Andy.
Well, the British number one went down to Germany's Angelique Kerber in straight sets 7-5, 6-2. She was trying to become the first woman from the UK to make a Grand Slam final since Virginia Wade 39 years ago. Wade says she's confident of seeing Konta at that level more regularly.
What I'm optimistic about is the fact that so often when a player comes and suddenly has almost like a flash in the pan, they don't know how they did it, but she knows exactly why she improved. So I think she's going to go from strength to strength.
Kerber will now play Serena Williams for the title. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic is into the men's final after beating Roger Federer in four sets in Melbourne. He'll face either Andy Murray or Milos Raonic. And in football, it'll be Manchester City against Liverpool in next month's League Cup final at Wembley. City stopped Everton from setting up an all-Merseyside decider by winning the last four tie 4-3 on aggregate after getting a 3-1 victory in the second leg.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.